So in terms of where we are with the qualifications, if you were on a level 3 or a BTEC, OCR, NCFE or CASH qualification, and I think that's covered the major ones, we've got an update for the majority of those courses now, and we will be putting in calculated grades for you. So what we've done is look at the grades you got in the first year, the grades that you got this year up to the 20th of March, and predicted an overall grade. If your course is slightly different because it has a practical aspect to it, if you're going to be expected to do anything else, then your personal coach will have been in touch with you or will be this week. So you'll have known for a little while now, you haven't got to complete any more work, although some people have chosen to complete that just so that they've completed the course, and that's great. And in actual fact, I think if you're planning to continue to study, that will be really helpful. So you will have been working on other activities linked to either future employment or further study. And please keep doing that, because I think we're all probably fairly desperate for things to do on some of these long lockdown days. If you're an A-level student, a GCSE student, or a functional skills student, then again, we will predict your grade. So you'll have done mock exams, classroom assessments, and teachers will predict the grade based on what you've done to the 20th of March. So again, you won't have been expected to continue doing lots of essays and formal assessments, but hopefully you have continued working through those subjects, because whatever they are, it will be useful for your future. You'll always need English and math skills, and if it's A-level subjects, it may be that you're intending to continue with some of those at university. But again, you will get a calculated grade based on your performance throughout the year and a half that you were at college. If you're a level 1 or level 2 student on a range of programmes from BTEC, OCR, ABC, CASH, City and Guilds, again, most of you will receive a calculated grade. And again, if they are practical subjects and you do need to do something, teachers will be in touch with you about that. So what we're suggesting that you do is carry on with some work, because we anticipate most of you will be back next year doing the next level of the programme. So it's really important that you keep up to speed. We'll still catch you up in September, but the more you can do, the better. And again, unless it's really sunny like today, you're probably quite pleased to have something to do. If you're an HNC or HND student, the HN delivery online is ongoing, and we're continuing to assess where we can. And in some situations, we can certificate through remote sampling. So some of our external examiners are still in contact, and you'll know if you're one of those students. If anything was unsuitable for online delivery, then we are getting ways to either adjust assessments, select alternative units. And again, we will be able to calculate grades in the rare case where we're not able to adjust the assessment. So people should have been in touch with you about that. If you do have any further questions, contact the course leader in the first instance. Or use one of the email addresses that I gave you at the start. City and Guilds courses generally, again, are ongoing, as with other courses. If there is a practical element, you will be advised if you need to do any more. Access students' calculated grades are due to go off today. So Access students will be aware there's been quite a lot of activity. And again, work completed before the 20th of March has been used to predict your grade. But some people may have worked on other things, and none of that will go to waste, because clearly you're looking at a career or an HE course in September. And again, you will get that grade through based on what you've done to date.